Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden attended a summit today of the so-called Quad countries, the U.S., Australia, Japan, and India. Biden also held a separate one-on-one meeting in Tokyo with India's prime minister, as NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Mumbai.
With Prime Minister Narendra Modi sitting nearby, President Biden called Russia's war in Ukraine a global issue that requires a shared response. But Modi has resisted getting involved. India still buys Russian oil and weapons. It also recently banned most exports of wheat after promising to export more to alleviate a global shortage triggered by the war in Ukraine. Modi wants to talk about China instead. India and China share a long disputed Himalayan border, and troops fought there 2 years ago. The Biden administration sees India, the world's biggest democracy, as a bulwark in Asia to counter China's rise. And so it may be willing to overlook these differences when it comes to Russia and Ukraine. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
The head of the International Monetary Fund says a global recession is not expected, but that it could happen. Kristalina Oyureva says she does expect a tough year for consumers.
Food price continues to go up, 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 up. Why? We can shrink the use of petrol when growth slows down, but we have to eat every day.
Jurieva says was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Georgia, Alabama, and Arkansas hold primaries today. Republicans hope to pick up a U.S. Senate seat in Georgia, where incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican opponent Herschel Walker each face three challengers. Meanwhile, Stacey Abrams is running unopposed for the Democratic nomination for governor of Florida. She'll face the winner of the GOP contest, pitting incumbent Brian Kemp against U.S. Senator David Perdue. Texas is holding runoffs today. Among them is a contest that pits State Attorney General Ken Paxton against challenger George P. Bush. The Texas newsroom Sergio Martinez Beltran reports that despite his many legal woes, Paxton could win.
Paxton has been under indictment since 2015 on securities fraud charges. There's also been reports by the Associated Press that the FBI has opened a separate investigation into Paxton for alleged misconduct while serving as attorney general. He is running against George P. Bush, the state's land commissioner and the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. A recent poll by the Texas Politics Project found that about 40% of those who consider themselves strong Republicans have a very favorable opinion of Paxton, despite all the controversies. That compares to about 11% who said the same of Bush. I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran in Austin.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Monday's gains. You're listening to NPR News. A federal appeals court has struck down a Florida law that's designed to prevent social media companies from restricting political speech on their platforms. The 11th Circuit Court says parts of the law violated the company's First Amendment rights. Earlier this month, another federal appeals court upheld a Texas law that prevents social media companies from banning users over their political views. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has defended his state's law as an anti-censorship tool. Actress Angela Lansbury will receive her sixth Tony Award next month. Jeff London reports that Lansbury is being recognized for her lifetime achievements.
The 96-year-old actress first appeared on Broadway in 1957 and became a great stage star, winning Tonys for Mame, Dear World, Gypsy, Blithe Spirit, and Sweeney Todd.
The worst pies in London, even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just...
She received two other Tony nominations and went on to host the award broadcast several times. While probably best known for her work on the television series Murder, She Wrote, Lansbury last appeared on Broadway in a revival of Gore Vidal's The Best Man in 2012. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Again, U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are also lower, down 2% in China. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.